Welcome to Awaken to Grace. Today we are in part two of our current sermon, and we are talking about Joseph and the incredible forgiveness that he offered to his brothers. We are calling today Grace That Is Greater. Why? Because God's grace is greater than any hurt. It's greater than any malicious deed done to us. It's greater than any sin that's been committed to us or against us. God's grace is greater. And with that, we have the ability to forgive those who have hurt us the most. We're going to see how Joseph did it, and we're going to see how you and I can do it in our daily life. Today on Awakened to Grace. I'm going to show you the faith in Jacob's life. And I'm going to show you some tremendous things about Jacob. I've had nothing to say good about him this whole series, and I realize that. But next week, we're going to say, I'm afraid if I die and go to heaven this week, he's going to kick me in the shins and say, you didn't say anything good about me. There is good in Jacob. But I want you to see that he missed a golden opportunity to lead his family spiritually. What about your faith, mom and dad? What about your faith, grandparents? When you face challenges in life, what do your children see? What do your grandchildren see? Do they see you as a person of faith? Do they see you saying, we don't know the end of the story. We don't know if this is going to work out. But here's what we do know. We are going to trust the Lord. Do they see that in you? Because I promise you, you're going to have golden opportunities to trust the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So the boys make their way down to Egypt. Judah said, if we had left when we were supposed to have left, we could have been back twice by now. And there they go with their brother Benjamin. Praise God. Now watch this. In chapter 43, they make their way down. This time, Joseph's watching for them. This time he's expecting them. And the Bible says that when he saw Benjamin, he told his servants, slaughter an animal because we're going to eat. Now, you think how serious that was in a 2-year famine with 5 more years left to go. And Joseph said, get us some steak. We're eating good today. Well, the brothers are frightened. Are you still with me? I'm covering so much scripture, but listen, this, I'm telling you, if you take this today, it's going to change your life. Joseph is watching for them. And when he sees them, he tells his servants, slaughter the animal. We're going to eat well. Well, these men are scared out of their head. They don't know what's going to happen to them. They've already imprisoned Simeon. They don't know if they're going to become slaves. They have no idea. And here's the part I didn't tell you. When Joseph sent them home, guess what he also sent? Not only did he send grain, but inside every man's satchel of grain was his money. And they fell apart. They said, oh, God is punishing us. What is God doing to us? They're going to imprison us. And Jacob said, take double the money. And now when they show up, they go to Joseph's head servant and they take all of the money and they go, my Lord, I don't know what happened, but when we got home, our money was here. And you know what Joseph's head servant said to them? Now think about this. Next week, when we get into next week, I'm going to show you with the Bible, I'm going to show you how Joseph's testimony impacted all of Pharaoh's house and all of Egypt. But watch this. You can't tell me Joseph didn't live and share his faith as a Hebrew. Because when they walked up to the head servant and showed him the money, do you know what the head servant said to them? He said, peace. He didn't just say the English word peace. He said the Hebrew word, shalom. Now, where did an Egyptian learn that? He learned it from Joseph. Because Joseph lived his faith. And he said, listen, oh, what a principle. Oh, I'm so excited. He said, God is being kind to you. I took your money and I put your money back. Listen, here's the principle. Joseph's getting ready to set his brothers at a table of grace. And the Bible says they're going to eat. And the Bible says that Benjamin gets a portion five times greater than the other. And listen to what they do. Their heads are spinning. They sit them in order from the oldest to the youngest. And the Bible says the brothers looked at each other like, how did they even know? They're flipping out. And here they thought they're walking into judgment. Here they thought they're walking into disaster. And here is my point, church. Here's what I want you to get today. Whereas he sent them home with grain and money, whereas he slaughtered the animal, whereas he was looking for them and waiting for them, before the brothers ever experienced forgiveness, they were already experiencing Joseph's grace. And some of you can look back over your life and you can have the exact same testimony that before you ever asked God to forgive you, there was grace all throughout your life. That's why you survived that car accident. That's why you survived the motorcycle wreck. That's why that disease didn't take your life and snuff your life out. Because all throughout your life, God has had rich grace all every step of your life. And some of you listening today, you wonder, will God truly forgive me? Let me tell you, let me give you evidence why God will forgive you, because there's already been grace all throughout your life. These boys didn't even know forgiveness was on the way, but they were eating and they were tasting grace. Amen. So here they are, they're at the table of grace. They don't know what's going on. Some of you in this room today, you have no idea what's going on in your life. All you know is something's pulling you toward God, and you have no idea what it is. It's the Holy Spirit, amen? And your old lifestyle's not cutting it anymore, and the things you found pleasure in no longer have pleasure in. It's because God himself is drawing you to the table of grace. And these boys have no idea what's going on. Well, Joseph's not done. There's more principles to be learned. So, the next chapter, 44. How am I doing so far? Have I missed anything? If I did, read it. It's good for you. Just read it all. The next chapter, 44. They load up their donkeys with grain, and Joseph has one more test of their character. Now listen, there's going to be a principle here that's going to change your life for many of you. Joseph takes his silver cup, his drinking cup. He tells his servant, put it in the bag of Benjamin and conceal it. They get up the next morning. They ride out of town on their donkeys. Joseph releases his men, hunt them down, and say, why have you stolen? Why have you repaid evil for the good that I have shown you? They hunt them down just outside the city. Reuben can't believe it. Reuben says, we brought double the money. You sent us home with the money. We brought the money back. How can you accuse us of stealing gold and silver when we brought the money back to even begin with? He said, no, you've stolen. We're going to search your bags. They searched from the oldest to the youngest. And when they came to Benjamin, there was the silver cup. The men fell apart. They ripped their clothes. They were in agony and anguish. They go back to Joseph's house and they stand before Joseph. And the Bible says that they were in such distress, they fell prostrate before Joseph. And what does the Bible say? The Bible says that Joseph remembered the dreams he dreamed about his brothers bowing down. Joseph says, I'm not angry with you. Go home. But Benjamin stays as my servant. He's going to be my slave. The rest of you, go home. Go to your father. But Benjamin stays. The boy said, if you can't do that, you don't understand. We go home without Benjamin. Listen, it's in your text. You can read it. They said, our father's life is wrapped in the life of Benjamin. And if we go home without Benjamin, he'll die. He'll die. They kill him the moment he sees that Benjamin's not with us. We can't do it. And watch this. It's Judah who who speaks up, and Judah asks Joseph, and you can read it, it's fascinating. He says, may I have your ear, may I speak with you privately? And Judah is pleading the cause, and he's pleading his case. And listen, Joseph saw then there was true repentance in his brothers. Judah said, send the boy home and keep me as your slave. I'll never see my wife again. I'll never see my children again. I'll never see my brothers again, my father again. Keep me as your slave. He saw true change and true repentance. Let me ask you a question today. Could it be that the person who did you so wrong years ago, could it be that the person who walked out of your life, or the person that caused such damage and carnage in your life, could it be that all of these years later, they've changed? And here you're harboring resentment. You have roots of bitterness so deep in your soul, and yet they've changed. God has a way of changing people. And it may be that the person who hurt you, God has changed. Chapter 45. At this point, I love the way 45 opens. It says that Joseph could no longer control himself. He sends all the Egyptians out of the room, and it's just him and his brothers. And I just picture in my mind's eye, I picture Joseph taking off that massive headdress. I picture Joseph maybe taking off the gold chains and all the Egyptian garb. And Joseph says, I am Joseph, your brother. Can you imagine how they responded? You don't have to. The Bible tells us. The Bible says they were dismayed. And you know what that word dismayed means? It's actually the exact same word in the book of Genesis when Adam and Eve hid from God and God came in the cool of the day looking for them. And when they had to stand before God naked and ashamed, the Bible says they were dismayed. It's the exact same Hebrew word, and it literally means to tremble. It means to shake. And you know what Joseph tells? Oh, it's just so beautiful. You know what Joseph tells them? You can just picture the 11 brothers in front of Joseph, and they're shaking. They're trembling in fear. And you know what Joseph says to them? Come near. Come to me. And let me tell you, my friends, I don't care what your past is. Jesus Christ is not going to keep you at an arm's length. He says today, come to me, come to me, and I will give you rest for your soul. And the Bible says that he kissed all of his brothers. Can you imagine kissing the cheeks of those who betrayed you? Kissing the cheeks of those who stole over 20 years of your life, kissing the cheeks of those who conspired against you? No, my friend, see, that's what grace does. Grace allows such things to happen. How did Joseph do this? How did he have such grace? How did he extend such grace? You know how? Because of those years in prison. God made gold out of that man. And let me tell you, I know by the authority of the Holy Spirit today, there are some of you listening that God has spent his time making gold out of you, and now's the time to forgive. Now's the time to let grace be grace. Now's the time to extend the grace of God to whoever it was that hurt you. You know, in our culture, we say things like, well, whatever it is, it is. No, you need to quit saying that. You need to say, no, let grace be grace. And if God has given you what you don't deserve, should you not give to others what they don't deserve? See, the Bible teaches in 1 Peter that we are stewards of the manifold grace of God. We're stewards of it. We're managers of it. We are to offer, we are to give, we are to extend. We are to hand out the grace of God that's been given to us. And in the Bible, this is where I'm going to close, and Matt, you can come on, brother, if you like. In the Bible, when the Bible says that we ought to be abounding in grace and thanksgiving, when the Bible says that God's grace abounds toward us, and in return, we are to abound in grace, you know what the word picture in the Greek is for that? It's beautiful. The word picture is of a river overflowing its banks. See, there ought to be such grace overflowing out of your life, grace overflowing out of your heart, grace overflowing out of your relationships, grace overflowing that everyone who gets around you just gets splashed with a little bit of grace. Amen? That's what your life ought to be. Joseph kissed every one of his brothers. The Bible says Joseph fell on the neck of Benjamin and Benjamin on the neck of Joseph. And oh, how they wept. And the Bible says after they had wept, he and all his brothers sat down and talked. Can you imagine what they talked about? Listen to what Joseph told them. The Bible says that he told his brothers, do not be angry with yourselves, nor blame yourself, because God sent me here. You know what Joseph did? And we'll talk more about this next week. Joseph had the ability to look past the sins of man and look directly to the sovereign hand of God. Can you do the same? Can you do the same to the person in your childhood who hurt you? Can you do the same to that spouse that walked out on you? Can you do the same to the parent who just walked right out of your life? Can you give them the same grace that God in his kindness has given you? Did his brothers deserve it? See, that's the point. They didn't. That's why you should let grace just be grace. And you say, Chad, you don't know who hurt me. They don't deserve it. I'm not arguing with you, friend. But do you deserve God's kindness? Do you deserve God's grace? The point of grace is not if you deserve it. The whole point is no one deserves it. And that's why it's so special when you extend it. Amen? Why don't today, God's making gold out of you, but this one area of your life, you need to let grace be grace today. Let's bow our heads. If you need to come to the altar and pray today, people will come and pray with you. If there are things out of your past that you just need to lay down, just lay it here. And listen, don't take it home. Lay it here. Put it here and say, God, I give this to you. God's making gold out of you, my friend. Let patience have her good work in you. Come and pray right now. Come and pray. Come and pray. And just lay it down and give it to the Lord. Father, I thank you for your beautiful word. I thank you for the great working in Joseph's life. Oh God. I thank you that he never took out revenge on Potiphar or Potiphar's wife. He never took out revenge on the cupbearer. He never took out revenge on any of his brothers. But what he did is he led them to the table of grace. Thank you, God. Only grace can do something like that. So, God, I pray for those who struggle with forgiveness. Lord, help them to accept your forgiveness. I just sense the Lord ministering on that. Some of you, you always pray for forgiveness. You've asked God to forgive you 100 times for the same sin that happened years ago. And you constantly ask God to forgive. Friend, God's already forgiven you. Accept it by faith. Accept it by faith. Some of you, God's called to work in the church. God's called to work in ministry. But there's something from your past that when you get ready to do that, Satan brings it up and says, you can't do that. Because remember who you were? Oh, he's an accuser of the brethren. He's a liar. Let grace be grace in your life. Some of you, God's making gold out of you. This is part of it. Part of it. So, Lord, I thank you today. I thank you today, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Work in our lives. Work in our homes. Work in our hearts. Work in our children, oh God. Don't let us make the mistakes of Jacob. Don't let us yield to favoritism or tolerate jealousy or tolerate anger. Don't let us be fatalistic and say, whatever will be, will be. No, let us be men and women of faith. Let us lead our families in faith in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Let us accept the king's prison. Let us go through the process of the making of a godly man or woman or student. And God, let us ultimately let grace be grace, because grace is enough. It's enough to cover any sin, any maliciousness, any hatred, any act of conspiracy, any act of violation. Any wrong that's been done in our past. Your grace is enough. It is enough. It is enough. So we extend your grace. We are stewards of your grace. We hand out the grace of God even to those who least deserve it, among whom we are the chief. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 And Lord, when we come back next week, we're going to say some pretty phenomenal things about Jacob. We're going to see the old patriarch in his old age become full of faith. And we're going to see how the entire house of Pharaoh was impacted by the forgiveness of Joseph. And so is the impact that all these thousands of years later, we're talking about it in East Tennessee. And his story is changing our story. Thank you for the word of God. It's so precious. Thank you, Lord, for sharing it with us. Lord, I speak a blessing over all of our people, all of our families, Lord. Bless us. Bless us, oh God. Bless us. Bless us with rich family relationships. Bless us with rich friendships. Bless us with rich fellowship. Bless us with rich prayer lives. Bless us with greater faith, Lord. Bless us with honoring and glorifying Jesus Christ, even in our sufferings. Bless us. Bless us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast and would like to hear more great content, you can always download our free mobile app, Awaken to Grace, where you can request prayer, find sermons, articles, blogs, music, podcast, as well as support us financially. You can also visit either of our websites at www.preachingchristchurch.com or www.awakentograce.com for more information about our church or our resource ministry. Thank you for listening to Awaken to Grace.